the American people also want to know what they're sending their men and women to war for. Is there a concern of this spiraling into a longer war, and then one for the chairman when you're done?
Did you not hear my remarks?
I mean, we're ensuring the mission gets accomplished.
I like how Pete Hegseth blatantly patronizes the reporter and says, did you not hear my remarks a moment ago? No, I heard them. They were just incredibly dumb. Yeah, I heard when you said that we did not start this war, even though we clearly did. All right, our Secretary of Defense, MAGA Pete Hegseth, who just 2 years ago was a weekend Fox News host that Trump used to watch, is currently giving a meltdown of a performance in front of the American people while trying to salvage any PR regarding this war that is breaking out in the Middle East. Donald Trump and Netanyahu unilaterally launched this war through joint coordinated strikes, and through those strikes, they sparked a regional conflict that Iran is not giving up easily. The current updates are that Iran is bombing Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Doha, and about 10 other countries. Some are even allied countries to Iran. Iran doesn't care right now. They are trying to inflict maximum damage on all U.S. air bases and naval bases because essentially the theory is that if they continue to just do weak responses, weak retaliations, the United States will continue to strike every 5 or 6 months. So Iranian officials are saying we have to inflict maximum damage on U.S. soldiers and U.S. bases. And Trump does not know what to do. MAGA Pete Hegseth is desperately trying to put on a performance that masks the sheer panic of this administration. And keep in mind, it's just that. This is a performance coming from Pete Hegseth. Like, watch this first clip in which our Secretary of Defense just lies. This is an Alex Preddy, Rene Good type lie coming from this administration where they're lying to our eyes. He says, we didn't start this war, but we are finishing it. Like, dude, you did start this war.
Brothers butchered by Iranian-backed roadside bombs and well-armed militias, thousands of our own. We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it. Their war on Americans has become our retribution against their Ayatollah.
You quite literally did start this war. The United States and Israel quite literally did start the war. Even 7 or 8 months ago, we were the ones striking first. Israel pulled us into this. And the reports are that Netanyahu has tried to convince multiple United States presidents to go to war with Iran in this manner, but all of them refused until one dumb enough to do it came along. That is Donald Trump. And now Pete Hegseth is going out there playing defense for him in a very, very embarrassing manner. Make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are the hub of punching back against MAGA disinformation every single day. So join the movement below. It means the world. Let's break down and update what's going on the ground. President Trump said to Jonathan Carl last night that the U.S. had identified possible candidates to take over Iran, but they were killed in the initial attack. Lord have mercy, this is mistake after mistake after mistake. Trump said, quote, the attack was so successful, it knocked out most of the candidates. It's not going to be anybody that we were thinking because they are all dead. Second or third place is dead. A few things are revealed in that. First of all, there was no good plan. They have no plan whatsoever. They were going to replace the supreme leader with his number two, a guy with the same exact ideology. Secondly, this has gone awry every single step of the way. We then get an update about 30 minutes ago from our central command. As of 7:30 a.m. ET, March 2nd, 4 U.S. service members have been killed in action. The fourth service member, who was seriously wounded during Iran's initial attacks, eventually succumbed to their injuries. Just take a step back and realize what's happening here for a second. How unnecessary all of this is, because the regional conflict is unfolding so fast that it's easy to get caught up and read that Hezbollah is now joining the conflict, Iran is retaliating more, Israel is striking more. But if we just take a step back, multiple U.S. service members who are fighting for this country, who are sons and daughters, probably in their 20s, stationed overseas, I'm presuming, have been struck and killed after these missions because the president of the United States and Bibi Netanyahu decided to pull us into another forever war. And now this administration is relentlessly defending it while making mistake after mistake after mistake. Remember, just to recap so far, the administration has given no good reason as to why we are going to war and why service members are dying. Then Pete Hegseth comes out and says, we didn't start this war, but we're going to finish it. even though we literally did start it. Then we learn that the attack killed their number one and number two replacement, and four U.S. service members died in the process. Now we're learning, just moments ago, that three U.S. F-15s involved in friendly fire incident in Kuwait. Three U.S. F-15s were shot down because our ally Kuwait shot them. The pilots are thankfully safe. No one was injured in this, which is genuinely a great thing. But three F-15 E-Strike Eagles flying in support of Operation Epic Fury. I can't take this name seriously. It's like Pete Hegseth came up with it with crayons. Operation Epic Fury. It's like a movie. It's awful. During active combat, that included attacks from Iranian aircraft, ballistic missiles, and drones, the U.S. Air Force fighter jets were mistakenly shot down by Kuwaiti air defenses. This is chaos. This is global chaos. None of this is good for Trump. And our military is effectively leaderless because the man who is leading our military is out there melting down like an absolute kid. He says in this clip, this is not a so-called regime change war. But then he says moments later, but the regime did change and the world is better off for it. Do we even know that yet? I mean, listen, the Supreme Leader was an awful person. Nobody should mourn him, honestly. Genuinely, he's an awful person. But we don't even know what the next steps are. We don't know if a vacuum is going to be filled with someone worse. We don't know if a civil war is going to break out. Remember, Gaddafi was killed in Libya on the street, and everyone was like, yes, Gaddafi is awful. I'm so glad he's dead. It's fine. You can think that if you want. But then the country devolved into such a civil war that there are now open-air slave markets in Libya due to this, due to the intervention of the U.S. So the point is, you can't just say 30 hours after it happened, that everybody's better off. We don't know this yet. We genuinely don't know this yet.
Iran was building powerful missiles and drones to create a conventional shield for their nuclear blackmail ambitions. Let me say that again. A conventional shield for their nuclear blackmail ambitions. Our bases, our people, our allies, all in their crosshairs. Iran had a conventional gun to our head as they tried to lie their way to a nuclear bomb. It almost worked under Obama and his terrible deal.
Come on.
But not under this president. Turns out the regime who chanted death to America and death to Israel was gifted death from America.
Who's writing this bullshit?
And death from Israel. Okay. This is not a so-called regime change war, but the regime sure did change. And the world is better off for it.
Bro, he's writing one-liners like he's in a Marvel movie, and he can use these quippy lines about regime change and about death. Over 100 schoolgirls died. You shouldn't be joking about bringing death to Iran. First of all, this is despicable. Secondly, he starts off by talking about how they need to destroy nuclear capacities, but about 6 or 7 months ago, this administration said that the nuclear regime of Iran has been obliterated. J.D. Vance, the vice president, said, thanks to President Trump's bold leadership, the Iranian nuclear program has been obliterated and the 12-day war is over. This is a historic moment and a massive step towards lasting peace in the Middle East. This was in June of 2025. That 12-day war is now like 200 days in. We are now re-sparking it, and it's escalating throughout the region. And the most insane part is we still don't even know the goal. We don't know why we're over there. Read this. Trump is basically calling up every journalist in his phone to workshop different timelines and goals for his war. In the past 2 days, we have him quoted as talking to the Washington Post and saying the aim is, quote, freedom for the people of Iran. Then he told Axios, maybe we can get it to end in 2 or 3 days with a deal. Then remember, Iran rejected a ceasefire deal because, as I said earlier, they want to inflict maximum damage at this point. He then told the New York Times, Trump told the New York Times, it might be 4 to 5 weeks. I have, quote, three very good choices who might take control of Iran. He then told ABC News, actually, never mind. We killed those choices that were going to take control. He doesn't sound convinced by any of it. He's throwing spaghetti at the wall. Ultimately, they say, I suspect he wants to say he solved the problem that has vexed every American president since Jimmy Carter, but there's no clear idea what that looks like and no plan for how to get there. There are plenty of possible scenarios in which Trump just could declare victory and then leave the region with an absolute mess, meaning he didn't actually get any victory. That's very Trumpian of him. He's always declaring victory over and over. It's kind of what you see Pete Hegseth do throughout this speech. In this clip, it's going uniquely viral because he says, no stupid rules of engagement, no nation building anymore. It's like, wait a minute. What do you mean no stupid rules of engagement? You mean the rules and limitations that stop people from just executing, massacring, and torturing citizens?
With maximum authorities. No stupid rules of engagement, no nation-building quagmire, no democracy-building exercise, no politically correct wars.
He kind of slips it in there, but listen, he goes, no stupid rules of engagement. What do you mean by that? What do you mean no stupid rules of engagement?
No stupid rules of engagement, no nation-building quagmire, no democracy-building exercise, no politically correct wars. We fight to win, and we don't waste time or lives. As the president warned, an effort of this scope will include casualties.
Wait, he just said two things back to back. We don't waste lives. And then he said the effort of this scope will include casualties. So we're quite literally wasting lives by fighting a Middle East battle that we didn't have to get brought into. I keep calling this an unforced error. And people are like, Adam, but this was forced by Donald Trump. And I just mean an unforced error is when you make a mistake that didn't need to be made. You make a self-own. That's what's happening here. We're owning ourselves. It's an error that wasn't forced by Iran. We just walked into it. Trump just walked into this error. And now they're saying no stupid rules of engagement.
War is hell and always will be. A grateful nation honors the four Americans we have lost thus far and those injured.
I'm really sick of Pete Hegseth's like jingoistic platitudes. He's not actually saying anything. It's like he asked ChatGPT to come up with a clever quip. And now he's just out there delivering those like it's some stage performance when it's not. This is real life. People are dying and he's melting down out here. Like in this clip, it's just so ridiculous. He tries to debunk this idea that this is going to be another endless war. He says it was swift and quick, but we're just not seeing that anywhere. We're like 40 hours out and U.S. service members are still dying. Right now, as I'm making this video, Hezbollah announced that they are joining the conflict and Iran and Hezbollah are now teaming up to inflict damage on Israel and the United States. Essentially, they've realized that Israel has protection via the Iron Dome, so what they can do is target the United States. If they twist the arm of Donald Trump, then he will try to run away with his tail tucked between his legs, and that's what he's doing. He asked for a ceasefire yesterday, and Iran shot that down because they're saying, we're not going to do it this way. We're not going to do it your way this time. We now have news also that a Pentagon briefing acknowledged to congressional staff that there was no plan for Iran to strike us first. So they're lying about everything.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars, stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. I was there for both. Our generation knows better, and so does this president. He called the last 20 years of nation-building wars dumb, and he's right. This is the opposite.
If it's not endless, what do you call it when J.D. Vance himself said months ago that the 12-day war is over? And now it's 8 months later, and more people are dying from the same exact war with the same country. That sounds pretty endless to me. It sounds like you've pulled us into an endless quagmire where we'll either have to go boots on the ground, we'll have to keep striking them, or we'll have to give something up. We're not in a good position due to the way that our leadership has handled this. And you know that because General Kane came out and was just straight up saying there will be more casualties.
So let me start with a few details. First, to be clear, as the Secretary said, this is not a single overnight operation. The military objectives that CENTCOM and the Joint Force have been tasked with will take some time to achieve, and in some cases will be difficult and gritty work. We expect to take additional losses, and as always, we will work to minimize U.S. losses. But as the Secretary said, this is major combat operations.
That's insane to me. Is this not just absurd to anybody else? Of course, the tragedy of the death and the scope and the scale of what's happening in the Middle East, the 100 schoolgirls that passed away, this is all just so incredibly sickening. But what I'm baffled by is that for the past 10 to 15 years in U.S. politics, the biggest no-no you could possibly do was injuring any service members as a politician. This became just a huge thing in the public eye after we spent decades and trillions of dollars in the Middle East. Politicians sending sons and daughters to war, big no-no. You don't want to do that at all. And for a good reason. It's sickening that people die for just random pointless wars. But Trump has been able to, over the past few days, blatantly, brazenly, and callously kind of brush off the fact that three, now four, U.S. service members passed away, and now they're just coming out and saying more will die. There will be more casualties. I mean, I check my math here, but the No New War administration then getting U.S. service members killed like 7 months before the midterms, while inflation is ravaging us, while none of the actual core problems are solved, and while the Epstein files are being covered up, this seems like it's going to backfire on them horribly. Remember, Trump himself was callous about deaths in a similar way. He announced, sadly, there will likely be more deaths before this ends.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more.
This is insane to me. There will likely be more, not because we got attacked or were pulled into some war by enemies. No, because Trump and Netanyahu decided to willingly do this. Then Pete Hegseth begins to panic and snap at the press in a performative and combative way when they ask a very simple question. One of the questions was, hey, will we go boots on the ground? And he gets really pissy. Another reporter asks, is there a concern that this will spiral into a larger, longer war? And like, listen, this is such a key question that every American is wondering. Are you guys concerned this will spiral? Listen to the way Hegseth answers this like a baby.
Secretary Hegseth, and one for Chairman Kaine as well. I understand to your point here that you don't want to broadcast everything for our adversaries to hear, but the American people also want to know what they're sending their men and women to war for. Is there a concern of this spiraling into a longer war? And then one for the chairman when you're done.
Did you not hear my remarks? I mean, we're ensuring the mission gets accomplished, but we are very clear-eyed, as the president has been, unlike other presidents, about the foolish policies of the past recklessly pulled us in to things that were not tethered to actual clear objectives. So we know we have plans, we have generals, we have chairmen, we have commanders, CENTCOM commanders, Admiral Cooper.
Oh, good. You have plans and generals. You're so different than the prior administrations. I like how Pete Hegseth blatantly patronizes the reporter and says, did you not hear my remarks a moment ago? No, I heard them. They were just incredibly dumb. Yeah, I heard when you said that we did not start this war, even though we clearly did.
We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
Yeah, anybody who heard your remarks is going to leave more confused, not understand what the hell you're saying. In what way did we not start this war? And again, just to recap, four U.S. service members dead. In the process, we also killed out the next best candidates to help the country move forward. In the process, three of our fighter jets were involved in friendly fire, and everything keeps going wrong for this administration. This brings us back to Pete Hegseth snapping on the media and getting incredibly defensive like he's cornered. He's in no position to patronize or condescend anybody at this point.
The ability that we have over there.
I heard the question about 4 weeks. It's the typical NBC sort of gotcha type question. President Trump has all the latitude in the world to talk about how long it may or may not take. 4 weeks, 2 weeks, 6 weeks. It could move up. It could move back. We're going to execute at his command the objectives we've set out to achieve. And what he has shown ability to do that other presidents can't quite seem to have the aperture to do. Well, I mean, Joe Biden.
No other presidents have the aperture to start a war with Iran with no backup plan whatsoever. You are quite right about that, Pete Hegseth. And throughout this speech, Hegseth has made it more and more apparent that they don't have a plan, that they're bullshitting their way through this, that they're trying to throw shit at the wall. That's why we're here, to debunk this BS. If you appreciate this video, double check to make sure you liked it and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. It means the world. I love you all. Peace out.